It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Show me what you got.
It's a Purple Grab and Digger Monday here at the Darren Copeland Experience on Mile High Sports Radio. I'm Big Fuzz, woo! Taking you till 10 o'clock.
Oh, man, I was so much bad news today.
Why? What bad news?
Well, bad news and good news. You want the bad news or the good news?
Well, let's start with the bad news.
Ric Flair.
I didn't see that. When did he pass away?
He didn't pass away.
Oh, well, then what's the bad news?
Well, he was in the hospital in intensive care.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Good news? He's recovering, it seems.
Good. Good.
All that talk about the PGA Championship on Thursday, did you see that? He was all doing the, yeah, it's speed.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, that must have wore him out and he had a heart.
Did send him to the hospital. What's the good news?
He didn't die.
Okay, well, so bad news, good news, same story.
Yeah, the Rockies aren't losing.
Yeah, right. So Chad Bettis, for those of you who aren't aware, I mean, I can't imagine you wouldn't be. Kliss had a great story this morning in the Post about this, but Chad Bettis, recovering from testicular cancer, is making his debut this season and pitching really, really strong. They were hoping to get five innings. They are now at the top of the seventh. So, and he has not given up a run yet, knock on wood, because now the Braves have a guy at third with one out. So we'll keep you updated and see, you know, let you know what happens as the game goes on. We can't do play-by-play, but we can certainly, if you're driving along. And
I think they should call him the great Greek hero Testicles.
That's not a not a real hero.
Should be.
I'm surprised
he's the only one with the balls to do it.
Boo, not cool.
Thank you.
Disqualified.
Like, you seriously should get like a 2-minute timeout, like in the penalty box.
Okay.
Like, just turn off your mic for 2 minutes and then you can't do anything.
Come on.
Like, that was terrible.
So good.
What? No.
He had a magic satchel.
Dude, we will turn off your mic for 2 minutes.
Boo! Not cool. Disqualified.
Just put you in the penalty box every time you do that.
He had a friend.
Okay, you're done.
He called him Harry.
Okay, turn off the mic. Turn off the mic. He's out for 2 minutes. I'm timing it. That is your penalty, my friend. You cannot talk for 2 minutes. All right. So for those of you who are just tuning in, Darren is in trouble, and he's being put in the penalty box for 2 minutes. He's not allowed to talk because he cannot stop with the jokes about Chad Bettis, which, by the way, this is a great story. He pitches his way out of trouble in the top of the seventh. This is a man who we weren't sure we were going to see it all this season. And they were, as a team, I think they were hoping they could get five good innings out of him. He's just given them seven shutout innings, and they could probably not be happier. Now, of course, in typical fashion, the Rockies' offense is blowing a great pitching performance. They have also not scored. I don't know what is going on with their bats. I know that Nolan Arenado is out for a little while, but he's not going to be on the DL, so they're just going to take it day-to-day. But the bats have been terrible tonight. Hopefully they can get it together in the next couple of innings. Speaking of injuries, folks, I'm tired of every other media person in this town losing their mind. This is the whiniest group of media personalities probably in the entire country. The world is not coming to an end, folks, and the sky is not falling. Our defense is going to be fine. Just because they did practice in pads last week after the game and they practiced again today and lost perhaps Jared Crick for what could be an extended injury, we're not sure yet. They're doing an MRI on his back, and there are concerns that he might have to miss some time. So, yes, right now our defense is dinged up, but it's not the end of the world. We're going to be getting these players back. We're going to get Derek Wolfe back. We're getting Shane Ray. We're getting Shaq Barrett. These guys are coming back. So right now, the only players that you've really, well, the only player that you've really lost is a second string lineman, a defensive lineman. We don't know about Jerry Crick yet. He may also be coming back in a relatively short period of time. We'll wait and see. I don't play a doctor. Didn't see the injury. Just heard what people said. He actually gingerly walked off the cart into the trainer's room. So he was at least putting weight and walking with his back hurt. I'm more concerned about the offensive line. I went back and watched that tape again, watched that game again, and our offensive line looks only slightly better than it did last year. And I know they replaced. What's funny is they moved Max Garcia down to second string, and moved someone up into the first string in his place. And they haven't done anything with Menelik Watson, who just got abused like a mule.
Well, they put in Lance Stevenson, and then he got abused like the mule that rented mule rented.
Yeah. So I guess they have to stay with Menelik Watson. I have a question. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this. I've asked you this question before, and I have a theory.
Okay.
It looks as if no matter what Captain Morgan does this weekend.
Yes.
Looks as if Simeon is going to at least start the season as the starter for the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
And that bums me out.
Okay, yeah, you know.
But I have to ask you, because you and people like you are thrilled.
We want the best quarterback?
No, you don't want to see what we might have. You just are willing to go with what is comfortable.
Show me the money, man. Show me now.
Why? Because he can't win now. Trevor Siemian can't. Do you honestly believe Trevor Siemian can win a world championship?
I don't know, but I'm not going to say no. I could be.
There's no way. That is Pollyanna-ish. That is. He's a. He's
no, I'm just.
Average,
I'm just not. I just am not. Listen, man. Unlike throughout history, all of the people who are, you know, picking doomsday, and they all get it wrong. I'm not willing to concede that he's not got. I think he'll be better. He didn't look good. I was on the first preseason game. It didn't look good.
Better is still not good enough to win you a Super Bowl. And if that's the case,
I would
then
love.
Why not just take the risk, take the chance? The only way
Paxton
Lynch is going to get better is if he actually plays.
Because before even game one of the season, all right,
mm-hmm.
You want your best team out there.
But. Our best team isn't good enough. So why?
Well, I don't know that. I mean,
I do.
Okay.
I saw Trevor Siemian play, and I don't know what you saw, but there's nothing about Trevor Siemian as a quarterback that inspires confidence or energy or hope that he is a championship caliber quarterback.
Actually, what I saw was that, as disappointing as you believe that Siemian is, and I'm not going to necessarily disagree with you on that, I want there to be someone on this team who will be better than him. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
Then start Slaughter.
Maybe.
We know what we're getting with Siemian.
Slaughter looked the best of anybody.
We know what we're getting with Siemian. Why do we, as a fan base, why are they going to force us to live through another miserable 9-7 or 8-8 season? And then still have the same questions we're facing next year. By not putting Paxton Lynch in, we will have gone a whole other season, and we still don't know what we got. So now we're just extending the pain. Screw it. Just put Paxton Lynch in now. See what you got. Let him do the season, because either we lose with Paxton Lynch or we lose with Siemian. Either way, we're losing.
See, I admire you, man. And here's why I admire you. Is because you have such low expectations that anything that the Broncos do above 1-15 is going to be great.
If they win more than 8 games with Siemian as quarterback, I will be strongly shocked.
But see, here's the thing: what makes your life so happy is because you have these low expectations, and if the Broncos do indeed suck the way you say they do, then you can be the guy saying "I told you so." But then if they're good, you can be like, "Oh, great Broncos!" So in both cases,
I win.
You win.
It's a madness genius.
I don't know about genius.
That's pretty genius. Hey, you set up a scenario in which you can't lose.
Yeah, you know, this is what I'd laugh about, because that's what Joe Williams has been doing for 40 years.
Well, I grew up in this town. I've been listening to Joe Williams for a long, long time.
I mean, come on.
Something had to learn something.
Listen,
from somebody.
Elway is either the greatest or not the greatest, but if he's not the greatest, well, then you can be happy that he is the greatest, but if you can be, you can either be right or happy. In both cases, you're right.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.